A few years back, I installed exterior cameras and lights. They're great when I'm home or awake and we hear something. I can check the cameras and they record. However, having been in the security business, I knew there was no substitute for a professionally monitored system. I wanted a high-quality system at an affordable price, and I discovered CoveSmart.com. CoveSmart.com has excellent equipment, including sensors, cameras, and even medical alerts. It was easy to place my order online. Arrived within days, and I was surprised how easy it was to install. In fact, my then 12-year-old son did most of the install in less than 30 minutes. No crazy wiring. And when on occasion someone forgets to turn it off when letting the dog out, I can count on CoveSmart.com to respond. It's simple to cancel the false alarm online and via text, but so comforting to know help would be on the way. I highly recommend CoveSmart.com. Use the code PastorGreg for an additional $25 off. CoveSmart.com. Get yours today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Well, again, want to remind you folks, for those that may not be thinking about it, but tomorrow is the 20th anniversary of the events of 9/11. And I couldn't think of a better way to close today's show than my next guest. He is the president of Chosen People Ministries. He's the author of a number of books on Christianity, Judaism, and the Middle East. And they are holding a conference that you can participate in. Wherever you are right now in the country, you can participate. We'll give you some more details about that, but it's my pleasure to welcome Dr. Mitch Glaser to the program. Dr. Mitch, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Good to be here, Pastor Greg, and shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Boy, I wish we had more shalom going on.
You need a good dose of it.
Boy, we sure do. We sure do. You know, my last guest that was on, I don't know if you've ever been introduced to Al Rasuli, but he is an expert in Islam. He's studied it for 30 years, memorized portions of the Quran and the Hadith, and we were talking about the danger of Islam that the West is just so blind to. And I was sharing, you know, we do this, number one, because we need Christians to reject this allowing Sharia in our country. It doesn't work here. But also to share the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ to people who are believing in a false religion in hopes that they might come to know Christ.
I think in some ways, being a Messianic Jew, having been raised in sort of a modern Orthodox Jewish home, I'm not going to start comparing Judaism to Islam, but I will say that it's easier for me to understand some things. For example, when some people ask me, so is Judaism a religion, or is it an ethnicity, or is it a people group? And of course, my New York Jewish answer is yes.
Exactly, right?
And I don't mean to be a smart aleck, but it's really true.
Yeah.
And so You know, I understand tribalism because I'm part of I'm still, Jews think pretty tribally, you know? And people ask, are there a lot of Jewish orphans, you know? And well, the answer to that is, no, we always take care of our own, you know? And so it's a different story. And I think also that that we have a lot of understanding of religious ritual and how it's mixed into life and how it impacts politics. And Judaism is very, very holistic. And for example, I mean, why do most Jewish people not believe in Jesus? Probably the main reason is because if you believe in Jesus, then the Jewish community rejects you. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to have a number of former Muslim, we have two, I think, at the conference, which begins tonight. Mm-hmm. And they have such phenomenal testimonies. But you can't be a Saudi Arabian Muslim and part of the community, believe in Jesus, and not have repercussions. You can't be a Jewish person raised in a traditional Jewish community with your family, with your community, and just, you know, get up and smile and say, hey, I believe in Jesus now. Everybody cool with that? You know?
Right.
It just, it doesn't work like that. And what? So I'm just saying, when we, Muslims and Jewish people we're gospel resistant. And I think that one of the messages of the day is that the church not only needs to understand Islam and probably Judaism, not only understand it, but particularly Islam because of the threatening nature of the ideology and radicalism mm-hmm. and all that kind of thing, and the militancy. But if we're going to get the gospel resistant people, then we're going to have to do two or three things. We have to understand them, and then we have to love them. Jesus said, love your enemies. So we have to understand them, we have to love them, and then we have to be willing to undergo real difficulty and hardship in trying to reach these people for Jesus, because let me tell you, that is the only solution for this world and the only solution for individuals is to find Jesus as their Savior, no matter who you are.
Well, absolutely. And I think, you know, one of the things that we talked about was the millions right now in Iran that are, you know, turning to Christianity, going underground in doing so, but they're turning to Christianity because they look at and begin to understand what Christianity, you know, talks about, the freedom, the liberty, the freedom from sin, the transformation that comes.
Yeah, Greg.
Go ahead.
At our conference, we have Hormoz Shariat giving his testimony. And I don't know if you've met Hormoz. He lives in Dallas now.
Mm-hmm.
But, he is on fire for the Lord. He's Iranian, came to the U.S., went to get a Ph.D. in computer technology, got saved, and became a pastor in San Jose and some other places,
okay.
And then moved to Dallas. And his program is called Iran Alive. And what a dynamic Christian. And the interesting thing I have found, this is the weirdest thing, is when people get saved, maybe before they get saved, but when they get saved, they read their Bible, you know?
Yeah.
And it kind of goes together, right?
Yeah.
And when you read your Bible, and they take the Bible, so interesting, so literally. And you know, and new believers, especially adult converts, so to speak, you know, you read it, and you just, you know, you believe it. And it's not like you park your brain. It's just you've decided this is the authority, so I'm gonna accept it. And it talks about Israel and the Jewish people. And so far, Hormoz and this other brother from Saudi Arabia, who don't even know each other, we're going to see their testimonies over the next couple of days. And you can see them online if you join us for the conference. And both of them, we didn't ask them to do it. Both of them talk about their love for Israel and for the Jewish people because the Bible says that the Jewish people are still God's chosen people.
Absolutely. Well, and I've talked with some of my Jewish friends who've talked about, you know, that Jewish people feel as though Christianity is somehow a repudiation or a rejection of Judaism. And that's just, from what I have heard from them, that's another one of the challenges, the hurdles, that it's as though it's a rejection. And of course, my response is no, it's not a rejection at all. It's a fulfillment, but not a rejection.
If anything, Gentiles become more Jewish.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Romans 11. But I think that, again, I was raised in a home in New York City. I was born in Brooklyn, raised in the borough of Queens. We have 2 million Jews in New York City. That's where our Chosen People headquarters is. Mm-hmm. People ask me, why are you in New York? I said, do you know what I do for a living? You know? And so there is the attitudes towards Christianity that most Jewish people in New York and Israel and many other countries have, so much of it was formed and shaped, believe it or not, in Europe, even prior to the Holocaust. And many Jews, I mean, over 2.5 million Jewish people emigrated from Eastern Europe between 1880 and World War I to the United States. And they became the fountainhead of attitudes about Christianity, both in North America and also in Israel, because so many of them became leaders in Israel. And basically, you have the Crusades, you have the Russian pogroms, where Jewish people were killed, and then you have the Holocaust. And all of those terrible tragedies are, the blame is laid at the feet of Christianity, because Jewish people do not know the difference between institutional, nominal Christianity, which is, in my book, is not Christianity at all, mm-hmm. and a true, born-again, authentic Christian. And so when you accept Jesus, you join the side of the enemy. My grandmother, when I told her I became a believer in Jesus, she said, well, and she actually stopped talking to me. She never talked to me again. But when I told her I became a believer in Jesus, she said, you've become a Christian? We left Europe to get away from Christians because they were killing us. And now you've become one of them. Now, Greg, how do you explain that rationally to someone, that that's so totally untrue? But that's the perception of Jewish people. And so there's this tension between Jews and Christians. So it's one of the reasons online evangelism is so helpful, because no Jewish person, until they get saved and really stand for the Lord, is going to want someone looking over their shoulder when they're thinking about Jesus. It's too much. The threat of rejection is too high.
Well, it's I hear what she's saying, because you know there was the perception that the Holocaust in part was Christian, you know, there was some Christian connection, because the churches in Europe, by and large, the churches in Germany didn't stand up against Hitler and Nazism.
When they did, they got killed.
Yes. Yeah. like Bonhoeffer, right? Who was,
right. I mean, you know, I mean, they had no trouble figuring out how to silence voices. And you know, and let's face it, you have wars between the 8th century and today between Islam and Christianity, too. And so a lot of Muslims look at Christianity as the enemy. And we have to show, we have a lot of responsibility and the privilege of showing those who are hostile to Jesus and hostile to the gospel, we have the privilege of showing them the difference. And, you know, every Jewish person I've met, Greg, without fail, and every former Muslim who has come to Christ, every one of them I've met has been touched by the love of a real born-again Christian.
Right, right.
Everyone.
Yeah, yeah. And both, you know, even as we share, what we're telling folks is the truth about that so that we understand the threat of it. The love part of it is just what you're talking about. My friend Kamal Saleem was saved because he came over here to perform civilization jihad. He was in the midst of that when he got into a terrible car accident. And it was a Christian family that took him in and nursed him back to health. And it blew his mind. Why are these people that I'm here to kill, that I'm here to destroy, giving me love? I don't understand it. But you know, obviously it came to him, and he grasped it, and he came to Christ.
Well, and you know, you're dealing also with the power of the Holy Spirit drawing people. And so everybody constantly asks me, you know, and I guess at my age and experience in ministry and being Jewish, you know, I'm now an expert. What I know I can humanly do. So, you know,
amen.
That 25 cents doesn't get you coffee. But people ask me, so what's the best way to do this? And my answer is honest, and that is love never fails. If you want an evangelistic strategy, try love. And you know, the thing is, if you hate people, you won't pray for them. If you hate people, you won't share the gospel with them. If you hate people, you're only going to perpetuate the lie that Christianity is a religion of hate. It's not a religion of hate. It's a religion of love. And I think that's the most powerful evangelistic strategy for gospel-resistant people like Muslims and Jews. Being very truthful.
Well, and that's and the reason that our founders chose Christianity as the foundational principles for America was because within Christianity gives you the protections to be able to explore it and still have your own what you believe, and you know, they saw over history that as people draw closer to Christ, like you said, doctor, you know, there's more love that is exuded as a result of that drawing closer to him. And I want to, because we're going to take a break and then we're going to come back. But I'm going to play. I don't know if I'm going to have time to play it. I want to encourage you folks to go to chosenpeople.com, the website, chosenpeople.com, so you can get signed up for this conference. I'll be back with more with Dr. Mitch Glaser right after this brief break. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line online accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. A few years back, I installed exterior cameras and lights. They're great when I'm home or awake and we hear something. I can check the cameras and they record. However, having been in the security business, I knew there was no substitute for a professionally monitored system. I wanted a high-quality system at an affordable price, and I discovered CoveSmart.com. CoveSmart.com has excellent equipment, including sensors, cameras, and even medical alerts. It was easy to place my order online. Arrived within days, and I was surprised how easy it was to install. In fact, my then 12-year-old son did most of the install in less than 30 minutes. No crazy wiring. And when on occasion someone forgets to turn it off when letting the dog out, I can count on CoveSmart.com to respond. It's simple to cancel the false alarm online and via text, but so comforting to know help would be on the way. I highly recommend CoveSmart.com. Use the code PastorGreg for an additional $25 off. CoveSmart.com. Get yours today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. My guest is Dr. Mitch Glaser and Chosen People Ministries. Encourage you to go over to chosenpeople.com, chosenpeople.com, and you can register for the conference, 9/11 and the New Middle East. Conference is sponsored by the Chosen People Ministries and the Alliance for the Peace of Jerusalem. And tell me what folks should expect as they listen to the speakers, and what is kind of the objective of the conference?
Sure. Yeah. Twofold. One is to honor our first responders and also to figure out or from Scripture and through the experiences of people like Joel Rosenberg and Mike Rudelnik from Moody, and to sort of figure out, what the future might hold with this new Middle East, with the Abraham Accords, and with everything else that's been going on with the retaking of Afghanistan by the Taliban, and so we're going to address all of these, and we have great experts on it. We're kicking the conference off, however, with Anne Graham Lotz. Okay. And she's got a great message, not only on how to pray for Jerusalem, but why the gospel is the answer to peace, to unrest in the Middle East. Hmm. I mean, how do you find peace in a broken world? Well, you find peace through Jesus Christ, who's the Prince of Peace. How do nations find peace? Well, they turn to the Lord, you know? And some people call me simplistic, you know? You're saying that if everybody believes in Jesus, things will be better. I said, "Yeah, you're darn right, it will be."
Hello,
and, exactly. And I've seen it.
Yeah,
I've seen it because you know I'm Chosen People has 25 workers in Israel, and most of them Israelis. And I've spent lots and lots of time in Israel, mm-hmm. and prayer meetings and worship services with Palestinians and Jews who believe in Jesus. And let me tell you, there is a huge difference. Where our offices are about 20 blocks from the Israeli embassy, and you know, at least 10 times a year I pass a major protest, and where there's such unrest, people, you know, really knocking each other out. And let me tell you, when you walk into a prayer meeting where both Palestinians and Jews love Jesus, you've never seen anything like it. Muslims and Jews, one in Christ, it's a beautiful thing. And Jesus makes that difference. So we're going to talk about how we can reach our world for Jesus. And we've got interesting people also speaking. The guy who led the Southern Baptist relief work after 9/11, and they did such a fabulous job. They brought in hundreds of people, really. He'll be speaking with us, as well as the same person with a similar role who led the efforts of Samaritan's Purse and Billy Graham in New York City. So we're going to see God's backstory to what happened after 9/11, and there's a lot to see.
ChosenPeople.com is the website to go to. ChosenPeople.com. You can register today. Conference starts this evening. What time?
7 p.m. Okay. Eastern Standard.
7 p.m. Eastern. So you still got plenty of time to get registered. You can do it when you get home after work. Have your dinner and then enjoy. The conference starting at 7 o'clock Eastern tonight. Register at chosenpeople.com. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And let's remember what sacrifices have been made for the freedoms that we enjoy. God bless you. I'll be back with you on Monday. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.